I don't like talking about Amsterdam because it really depressed me how beautiful Amsterdam was and how hard it is to get to now because of all the air travel. Oh, Amsterdam. Oh, my fucking God. When I went to Amsterdam, okay, you know like when you go to countries and you got to go through customs and they search you? Like, give me your bag. Open your bag. Look at this. I went to Amsterdam and I was walking up to the customs gate and I like no sleep for like 12 hours and just like hair fucked up, big circles, sweaty, overcoat, like fucked up, you know, overnight bag. And I'm going towards the customs booth and this is what the customs guy did when he saw me approaching. He looked up. Yeah, just go. Go. Because who the fuck is going to smuggle anything into Amsterdam? You know what I mean? I have like a hollowed out Barbie doll full of heroin up my ass. Like, who? Fine. Good luck selling it, asshole. We're pot's legal, dickwad. Go ahead. Amsterdam. Who's been to Amsterdam in here? Oh, people. Oh. I was like Templeton the Rat at the fair in Charlotte's Web. I was just running around going, oh, hookers and pot! Ah, ha, 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 ha. Woo! I wanted my first coffee shop experience to be special and silvery and glittery. And I took 2 days to pick my first coffee shop. I didn't get high till 3 days in because I wanted the perfect one. You know what I mean? I walked around. I'm like, this one's too reggae. This one's too new wave. I finally found the perfect one, the Dolphin on the Kaiserstraat. You know how I knew it was perfect? When I walked in the mixtape, Supergrass, Elvis Costello, and the Beastie Boys. The Holy Triumvirate! So I walk in, and I went, I would like to see the pot menu. Do you know when you ask to see the pot menu, they will either bring you out a three-ring binder, and the pages are these little laminated pages with pockets with the little different buds in them, or in this case, she brought out a tackle box. Yeah. That she opened like a flower of joy. And in all the compartments were all the different buds. Now, I was trying to be all Derek Flint, Matt Helm, International Cool looking at the buds. I was like going, oh, the tie's a little shaggy. And, and of course, inside I'm like, ah! Woo! So I went, look, I'm not going to do anything for the next couple of days. Give me something that's just going to jump on my boo-boo. And she went, you want the White Widow from Afghanistan. And I went, fuck yeah, I do. And then she said, well, I can either put it in tea, bake it into a cookie, slip it into a candy bar, or roll you a joint. And I went, you can fucking roll me a joint. So she starts to roll me a joint, and she was one of those giant, broad-beamed, Scandinavian giantess, you know, warrior women types, you know what I mean? Like the fucking Russ Meyer buxotic women, you know what I mean? Women with breasts and hips like we don't have anymore. Oh, my God. What was that horrible? What is this god-awful, frightened 14-year-old boy runaway cul-de-sac we've gone down in regards to women, these fucking shaky dog, waif model, chihuahua girls with a visible heartbeat through the rib cage. You know what I mean? That Laura Flynn Boyle. If you fuck me, I'll tear. Oh, I don't want that. I don't want to fuck a box kite. Jesus Christ. Starches. Finish my fries. She was huge and Nord. She was a fucking Valkyrie. And she began to construct my joint. She constructed my joint. And to give you an idea of the care and concern and craftsmanship that went into my joint, it took her an entire song on the mixtape to roll it. Unfortunately, you know what the song was? Queens, We Are the Champions. I say unfortunately because as it started to play, I'm like, oh, I wish this wasn't happening. Because now this sounds like a fucking bullshit story, but this really happened this way. Literally, as she opened the paper and put the fucking weed on, like, you know, I've been my time after time. I'm like, no, not this song. This is turning into a Robert Zemeckis film. She's flicking out stems and seeds, packing it tight, fucking cut a business card in half and put a filter on it for me. A fucking filter! And then I smoked it. And all I could think was, you know, if I had kept my staff job on this sketch show I was writing on, I'd be stuck in L.A. waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning to pitch god-awful title-driven sketches like, I don't know, what about Midnight in the Olive Garden of Good and Evil? I don't know. Instead, I'm in Amsterdam while a blonde giantess packs my joint and Queen's We Are the Champions played. My life rocked for 3 minutes!